All right, so I had a pretty crappy childhood. I had an alcoholic mom and a physically abusive dad, and I wouldn't trade them for anything in the world. And I figured that out when I was in seventh grade, which is a weird time to know anything. Seventh grade was not a really good time for me. I was a chubby kid with questionable hygiene and an alcoholic mom and a physically abusive dad, you know? So it was not, it was like, mwah, that's like the best situation in seventh grade, right? So I was thinking, maybe what I should be is a priest. I think that might be like the way to go, you know, because I don't have, like, chicks don't like me anyway. And I could probably get like a free, like at the time it would have been like a free car, like a Chrysler K car, I think. I was like, that's pretty good. You know, I could just give myself up to God or whoever and just live the rest of my life with my own like room, because I had to share a room with my brother, and it would be like, that's awesome. So that was my plan. I was going to be a priest. And relatives of my dad, or a relative of my dad, this woman who was a nun, she came to visit once, and I was telling her about my plan to become a priest. And she wasn't sold that that was the right thing for me in seventh grade. But she said, you know, we have someone visiting here who's from Ireland, a priest, a friend of hers. And she's like, you should talk to him when he's here. And he came over one Sunday, and actually he was saying a mass in our house. So the mass is happening. I don't know if you've ever been to a Catholic service, but what at some point in the service, they do this thing where they say this mass is being said for so-and-so. And at the time, my mom's sister had just passed away, and it was a really difficult time for her. The priest comes to this point where he says, and the mass is being said for Molly, my mom's sister, who had just recently passed away. And I remember looking at my mom as the priest was saying this, and she's on the couch, and she's looking so vulnerable and so sad and so present with this grief. And next to her is my dad. I've never seen him like this either. And he's just holding my mom's hand, and tears are sort of welling up in both of their eyes. And I'm looking at them in this way that I've never sort of seen them before. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see this thing coming at me out of the corner of my eye. And I can't quite figure out what it was. But if anyone has seen the movie Predator, there's this weird thing where, like, he's sort of camouflaged, but it's the same thing that you're looking at. It's just sort of this invisible thing that's kind of coming at you. And it's approaching me. And I don't know what to do with that. And the other field of vision is my parents in this really vulnerable moment. And it's sort of going back and forth between my parents and this thing that's sort of getting closer and closer. And as it's getting closer, I am terrified. I don't know what to make of it, and I can't even speak. And it just gets closer and closer and closer, and tears are starting to well up in my own eyes, and it sort of passes through me. It hits me. It sort of just moves through me and comes out the other side. And I realized at that point that this thing that happened, this presence that I felt, for lack of a better word, it was love, I think is what it was. And it was that moment I remember so distinctly that I understood what made the world go round. And it was that compassion and kindness that my parents had for one another, even despite all the things that they were trying to not be, to not be the alcoholic, to not be the physically abusive dad, to be people that just wanted to care for each other. And I felt so lucky to have understood that that's what life is all about. Thanks. Yeah.